destiny is at your doorstep. The wave of the future originated in the ancient past. From Atlantis to Egypt and beyond, this sacred knowledge was passed in secret, not to be revealed until the world was ready. That time is now. Now is the time for you to know your destiny.
Good evening, everybody. This is Robert Lee Camp, and welcome to the Mr. Destiny radio show. We're going to have 2 hours of fun and hopefully some entertainment, enlightenment this evening. I'm here to serve you. I'm a queen of diamonds. Queens are service-oriented. So my show is a way that I am able to serve those who are interested, those who are reading the books, my books, perhaps even those who aren't. Those who are studying astrology and the cards, or those who are just interested in getting a new perspective on things. I'm here to offer whatever I can that can be helpful to you. So welcome to the show. I hope you had a great day today. I hope your evening is going very smoothly. I hope you're relaxed and enjoying yourself. Today is January 14th, and today is a King of Diamonds day, a very powerful day, with an 8 of Clubs ruling card. People born on this day would be considered to be very, very strong-willed and very stubborn and very much about getting their own way. You'll be surprised at some of the people who were born today. So one of the most famous traitor in history, Benedict Arnold, was born today. But Andy Rooney was also born today. Emily Watson... what happened? Hold on 1 second. Actress Emily Watson. We have Lawrence Kasdan, director Lawrence Kasdan. We have Faye Dunaway, the actress. Now, it's interesting, you know, if you look at some of the women who are King of Diamonds and the roles they end up playing, like Faye Dunaway played Bonnie in Bonnie and Clyde, a really tough part, and she's a King of Diamonds. And you also have Sharon Stone as a King of Diamonds, for example, and she plays some very hard roles, some very masculine parts, as well as Angelina Jolie, all King of Diamonds, but born on different days. Only Faye Dunaway is born in January. Singer-musician LL Cool J was born today. Actor Jason Bateman was born today. Now, you wouldn't really know just how powerful these people are unless you got to know them a little bit, and then you would say, oh my goodness, this person is going to have their way, and they're a little bit, they only see things one way. This is a birth, this birthday in particular, because it's also an 8 of clubs, and 8 of clubs can be very kind of fixed-minded. This particular birthday would be somebody who was very, very powerful, and nobody could kind of change their mind, and they could be off sometimes, and no one could dissuade them from their path. Basically, they're going to go and do what they want to do and get what they want to get. King of Diamonds are all about acquisition, you know. They're about, they're the masters of getting what they want. My youngest son is a King of Diamonds. Different birthday. He's born in May. And I just watch him. He knows every trick in the book on how to get the things that he wants. And being a Queen of Diamonds myself, I can actually see what he's up to, and I can kind of catch him in the act, you know. But still, he's really good. It's like he already knew how to do all this stuff. He already knew. We had a wonderful class yesterday. Some of you who are listening tonight were in the class yesterday. We had our New Year's astrology class. We had 16 ladies here in my house, and we had all of our charts out. And we were looking at all of our astrological transits for the coming next 2 years. And I taught the people in the class a little bit about how to look up your transits and how to connect them with the resources. But basically, we look at all of our transits and we said, well, what's really going on this year and next year? And then afterwards, we had a nice little potluck dinner. And it was just wonderful. I just met so many wonderful people that I hadn't met before. Even like one woman was a client that I've had for a long time and never met her in person. It was so nice to meet her. We had people come all as far as, come up from San Diego and Los Angeles all the way for the class. So It was really great. And we're going to have another class on the cards this time, sometime in April. It was funny, like at the end of the class, at the end of the astrology class, everybody had questions about the cards. I go, oh my goodness, we should have been teaching a card class. But that's how it goes sometimes. And we will have a card class. It'll be announced, and we'll have something here at my house again sometime in April for those of you who are interested in coming. So we're going to have a short talk, a discussion right now, and then after that, we're going to open up the phone lines. They're actually already open, but they'll tell you to call back if you call right now. You could wait, I would say wait about 15 minutes, and then call if you plan to call in, if you want to be one of the first people. And then you'll be able to ask me some questions if you have about your life. We'll use the cards of your destiny to look into your destiny and see what is coming up for you. I want to talk a little bit about the world today. I don't know what it is. It's very easy, I think, for me, and maybe this is because I'm the Queen of Diamonds, and we have it, one of our issues as the Queen of Diamonds is that we tend to be pessimistic. And I can explain that in the cards and so forth, but just take it for granted that Queen of Diamonds can be pessimistic. So we can look around and we can see everything that is wrong with everything very easily. You know, we can see all the things that are around, like in this society, in government, in culture. And, you know, truthfully, there is a lot that's going on that is really kind of weird and mean-spirited and people doing bad things to each other. But what if, just, I want to pose some questions to each of you tonight. I want you to just think about this question. Let's just go on a little journey here of exploration and see where this leads us. What if everything is perfect right now, just the way that it is? What if everything actually is, there's some sort of a perfection to it? What if God is a loving God, even though we see violence, crime, corruption all around us? Morality is very low, almost non-existent today. Murders, thieves, and sexual predators are everywhere. Wars are fought for greed, not for honor or any other good reason. All for greed. Political leaders are corrupt. Governments are corrupt. People will actually turn against their own family members for money. What if, in spite of all these things that are going on and the society that we live in today, what if everything is perfect just the way it is? What if it is exactly the way that God wants it to be? And what if God is a loving God and His plan is always perfect? This is something to think about because, you know, we can get upset about things so easily. We can look around and say, oh, my God, look what's happening. Oh, God, the world's going to come to an end. 2012, end of the world, we're all going to die. It's going to be a great catastrophe. What? All this stuff. What if God's plan is perfect and there's nothing on this earth that is happening that is outside of His plan and His will? And what if He's a loving, completely loving entity? Now, everybody has their own views on religion, and I'm sure everyone listening tonight has their own God, you might say, that they pray to or where they go or who they look up to. And maybe some of you are actually atheists and don't believe in God at all. And that's okay. I happen to know in my, to myself, there's a God that I can connect with. So if God, let's think about this, if God is a loving God, why would He allow things that are happening today? You can ask yourself, why would He allow this to happen? Why would this be perfect of all things? What would be His reasons? Like, what would be the reasons for everything? You know, there's a really great book, and I've mentioned it before. I've actually read chapters from it a little bit on the show before, called the Mahabharata. And in this book, it's a grand tale that spans many generations of families that lived approximately 5,000 years ago in ancient India. And it discusses all these different things that have happened to different individuals. It also tells you, though, which is really interesting, it tells you what the past lives of these individuals were that caused what they had done before, agreements they had made, actions they had taken in past lives that had caused the current life to have to be the way it is. So this book gives us perspective on life as you're reading it, and the characters are discussing, because there are characters in the story who have universal mind, universal consciousness, and they know everything. And they'll often explain, oh, this is why this happened, because this person three lifetimes ago was incarnated as this person, and he did this, and he did that, and for that reason he had to come and do this. And things that would seem really bad today, or even then seem bad, actually had a good reason, because when you saw the bigger picture. See? And the thing about us is that we really don't have the big picture. In our limited awareness, where we look at life through, we look at through our two eyes or our one eye or whatever you might have, we're looking at life, and we're doing the best we can with what we can see, but we really don't know the whole story. We don't know why, for example, we have the parents that we had when we were young. We don't know why we have the physical body that we have in this lifetime. We don't know why we have the different gifts and abilities that we each have. Each of us has unique gifts and abilities. We don't know. We don't know why anything, really. We can sort of sit around and try to analyze it and try to figure out what it is, but we don't have the big picture. We don't have the knowledge that spans lifetimes to understand the true workings of karma. We are literally looking at the world through a very small keyhole, you know, very, very small keyhole. It's like if you were looking through a keyhole and you saw a fire. All you could see was a fire, and you'd think, oh, my God, goodness, the room is burning up. There's a fire. Please call the police. But if you could just look a little farther, you'd see it was a fireplace. See, it's like that. We see so little of what's really going on. We only get a small glimpse. And from that, we make assumptions, and we make calculations, and we make deductions, and then we think we figure it out. And then we even act on it, which is even worse. We act on those beliefs when really we don't know. But if you had faith, if somebody has faith in God, whatever their version of God is, if you really had faith in God, and you would say to yourself, I know that God loves me, and everything happening right now is for a beautiful, loving, splendid purpose, you would then suspend your critical judgment of everything that you see in life, and your mind would be open to perceive things that people who have already decided what everything is are unable to perceive. Your mind would be open. You would be looking, you'd be asking questions instead of drawing conclusions. And that's all comes from a very simple thing called faith. Faith, and not just faith in anything, but faith in a God that loves you, and faith in a God that loves everybody. You know, the ancient India, it was an enlightened civilization back then, 10,000 years ago, 5,000 years ago. Most people have no idea just how wonderful civilization was back then, how enlightened people were back in those days. But they had basically rules about life and how to be anything in life, how to be a warrior, how to be a king, how to be a servant. Everything was all mapped out. It was all figured out for you, and it all made sense because it all was in alignment with truth. It wasn't like it was an enforced slave system or system that didn't really work or didn't fit, because everybody really could be who they were, but there were clear rules that helped you make decisions. But one thing they had figured out that was very significant was all about karma and about life. So when things happened, they always knew what to do. they always knew what to do. And they had a clearly defined model to live their life by, and they were enlightened. And they knew the reasons, they knew the past life reasons why people had to do the things that they did. And they followed their mode of conduct. We, on the other hand, have a very limited view, perspective of the world, as I've said earlier. But they said in ancient India, and one thing that they came up with was, they studied all the different paths that lead to God. They studied every single, there were different kinds of yoga, they would call it, which means union, means becoming one with God. And they studied, and they have these, all these different, they have Hatha yoga, for example. Now, most people associate the word yoga with Hatha yoga, which is where you move your body into different positions. But there are literally other, many, many other forms of yoga. There is karma yoga, which is the yoga of work, working and working without any expectation of reward. That's a form of yoga. And all of these forms of yoga, there's gnana yoga, which is yoga of the mind. There's raj yoga, which is also yoga of the mind. This is by discipline and cleaning and purifying the mind you achieve enlightenment. But what they said, what was very interesting, was that the fastest way to get to God of all the yogas, and there are others, I don't remember all, every single one of them, the fastest yoga, the one that gets you to the God the quickest, the fastest way to enlightenment is through bhakti yoga. And bhakti yoga is the yoga of devotion, the yoga of faith, and having a love affair. Not a love affair, but a love with God, being in love with God in the sense that you feel close to the God that you worship, and you just know that he loves you, and you acknowledge that, and you look around for signs of that instead of looking for the opposite. Bhakti yoga also includes chanting and singing the names of God, which is what I do in my music CD. I don't know if any of you have listened to it. You've heard the songs, and you'll hear some tonight, but these are the names of God, some of the names from the ancient Hindu culture. But singing the names of God, and it could be any name. I mean, Yogananda, who was a famous yogi but came to the U.S., he wrote all of his chants in English. He wrote a chant called, O God Beautiful. His chants were all English, but they were beautiful. Lord of my heart, come to me. He didn't use the word Shiva or Krishna because he knew that wouldn't work. But he was a prime example of a bhakti yoga. And the yoga of love and devotion is the quickest way to enlightenment. It's faster than trying to work your ass off for nothing. Excuse my language. I probably shouldn't have said it on the radio. It's faster than trying to discipline your mind. It's faster than doing hatha yoga till you're sweaty and tired. It's faster than all those yogas, the yoga of bhakti, of devotion. And that includes faith, because if you really do feel like God loves you, then you know that anything that happens around you is his will. And you don't sit there and question it and try to figure it out. You just look at it and go, you look at it from the point of view of, how is this a God's love for me? And when you look at life that way, when you look at everything that happens and look for the reasons why this might be a loving thing for you and for other people, you begin to see it. It's no wonder this leads to enlightenment so quickly. I mean, what is enlightenment anyway? Enlightenment has to be where we reach a place where everything is perfect in life. So if we suspend our critical judgment and our analysis and stay focused on how fortunate and loved we are by God, we can then see bigger than just a little keyhole in life, which is what we do most of the time. So it's a very, very interesting. So I encourage you, I mean, everybody has some relationship with God or their spiritual center. I suggest you start looking at that more as a day-to-day thing, like everything that you see around you, not only in your own life, but in the lives of others. See it as being perfect. There's a song that one of my teachers wrote, and it translates to, Oh God, nothing happens without your wish. Nothing happens that is not your wish. Therefore, let me surrender to what is happening, and let me see that it's your hand that's causing all this to happen. I pray that you give me the ability to see the truth behind things, so I'm not looking at it, everything is a bad thing. I'm looking at it as a good thing. So that's basically what I wanted to talk about tonight. It dawned on me, and I think probably because I tend to be pessimistic myself and analytical, I analyze everything. I pride myself on my analytical mind, but it's also just as important. It's okay to be analytical in some situations, but it's also just important in life that we suspend that and look for how it can be great. Everything can be great. But here we are in the darkest age in history, according to all the Vedic teachings, the Kali Yuga, the age of darkness, and yet everything that happens is perfect. Okay? So we're going to take a short break right now. I'd like to play one of the songs off the CD. Let's play Krishna Hare Krishna. And if you want to call in, now's the time. And when we come back in about 5 minutes, we will have your questions and we will start taking questions. So we'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. This is Robert Lee Camp. We do have Karen on the line. Before I talk to Karen, though, Karen, if you'll just hold on for a moment, I have an email from one of our listeners. Her name is Monique Antoinette. What a name. Can you imagine? Monique Antoinette. She has a question about her and her husband. And she wanted to know, because I talked about a lot about in a relationship, who's the boss, who's the leader, who's not the leader, who's the follower. And she wanted to know, in her case, she's born January 10th. She's a four of spades, ace of diamonds. He was born May 6th. He's a king of diamonds, four of clubs. Which one of them is the leader? Well, Monique, the answer to that is that not every relationship has that connection that defines a leader in that way. And in your particular case, I don't see either one of you having that leadership role as you do when there's a sun-moon connection. You don't have a sun-moon connection that I can see here in the cards. I see you're the woman of your husband's dreams, though, and he absolutely adores you, but there's no leader. So you'll have to figure that one out for yourself, who's going to be responsible. Okay? So is Karen on the line?
I'm here. How are you, Robert?
Hi, Karen. Nice to hear from you.
Nice to hear from you.
And are you born? You're born March 23rd, 1959.
That's right.
I'm talking to a fire pistol, king of clubs.
That's right.
That's good. We like king of clubs, and I personally like them, and I like Aries. So.
Yes.
What can I do for you this evening?
Well, I've been studying your cards for about 10 years, and before I get into my question, I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart, because you have helped not only me, but thousands of people, probably millions of people by this time. So thank you
well,
so much, Robert. Yeah, I really mean that.
Sincere compliment. I really appreciate it. Thank you, Karen.
Well, I will be 49 in March, mm-hmm. and I am a little bit nervous about what's coming up, and I wonder if you could help me. In Mercury, I have the Ace of Spades with the Nine of Spades.
Yeah, I saw that. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah. And, you know, I've studied you enough to know what those two cards mean.
Yeah.
And, you know,
potentially really scary cards, for sure.
Yeah, you know, and I'm not afraid to pass. I really am not. I've been doing a lot of internal work. But I wonder, is this a sure thing that you'll pass, or could it mean that something in my life will pass away?
Oh, you're not going to die in that period.
Okay.
that's what you were thinking.
Yeah, that's what I'm kind of preparing for. That.
You're not getting off that easy. I'm sorry.
Okay.
You're going to have to stick around for a while.
Okay.
And, you got more work to do. You're too young to just be taken off so soon, all right?
Okay.
There are lots of king of clubs that are, you know, older than 49.
I know. I've met a few.
Yeah, exactly. So why would you think you're going to be any different? Like, you think you're going to check out?
Well, I mean, we all have our number.
That's our last number.
And so I'm looking at that, and I have been looking at that for the past 10 years and just wondering, you know.
Well,
so I'm calling the master to find out.
I would be, with that combination of cards, I would be careful while driving.
Okay.
You know, I'd just be very cautious driving, and it's for 52 days.
Okay.
Don't drive unless you have to.
All right.
But, you know, that could just as easily mean like an unexpected ending to some plans you had made.
Mm.
Okay. It's in Mercury, do you see?
Right.
And actually, okay. You know, it could represent the death of somebody you know that just happens, but it won't be somebody that's so, if that happens, it won't be somebody that's so significant that it really affects you in a big way. It just might be news of somebody who passes that you knew at one time, and maybe you have some feelings for them, but not somebody really close to you.
Okay.
And you do have a Nine of Hearts on range, so there could be, it's possible with that card that one or more people that you have known, you find out that they passed away.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a Nine of Hearts, and then there's a Nine of Clubs with a Five of Clubs, which is also a card
with
that
all ending. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I would say with all these Nines and Fives, that, you know, there is definitely you are going to be letting go of a lot of things this year to prepare for something new and better. And you have an Ace of Diamonds environment, so it wouldn't be surprising if you started something new also.
Yeah, I'm considering doing a master's program this year. It would be this year, probably in the fall. And that would probably require me to possibly change jobs or reduce my hours at work. It'll be a change for sure.
Yeah.
You know.
I do believe that there is definitely a change in store for you. It may be something that you have already thought of, but it may be something you haven't thought of.
Okay.
As smart as you are.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm constantly in college, but never married. So I'm forever single, but I'm always in school.
That's by choice.
I know.
It's safer in school.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
You know, you're kind of a poor example of an Aries. You're supposed to be brave, all right?
I know.
You're a wimp.
I am the wimpiest.
See, you probably didn't notice that you displaced the King of Hearts this coming year.
No, I didn't notice. Oh, yeah, you're right. I sure do.
And you probably intentionally just ignored that card.
I did. I didn't even notice it until you brought it up.
it's an unconscious thing, see, and you ignored it because you don't really want to work on your relationship stuff, but you really need to.
Okay. So is the King of Hearts telling me to do that?
Yes, and not only that, but you, if you look at your planetary ruling card spread, you have a Queen of Hearts Pluto. You have a Six of Hearts.
Yeah, I noticed.
Venus, mm-hmm. King of Hearts in Jupiter.
Hmm.
Six of Hearts environment.
Hmm. Six of Hearts, Venus.
How would you like to meet somebody you were destined to meet your whole life?
Hmm. Well, half of me says yes, and the other half says I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's not, you know, having to deal with our relationship stuff is never comfortable.
No.
Not a comfortable thing, but it is the thing to do because that is what is holding us back. There are many secrets about ourselves that are found in the area of relationship. Mm-hmm. And you know, a King of Clubs especially, King of Clubs is a partnership card. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Your karma card is a Two of Spades.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And your Jupiter card is a Two of Spades.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And, you know,
so why have I been flying solo my whole life?
Because you tried a couple of times and you didn't do so good.
That's exactly right. I tried exactly 2 times and it was a bust.
Why did you ask me if you already knew the answer? Just wanted to hear somebody else say it, is that it?
Yeah.
Wanted to hear from me.
Yeah. So okay. Nice to hear your voice.
Yeah.
You
same.
Know?
Same
I just I love the cards book. They're all ripped up because I've used them so many times. I wear them out and I tape them up, but I love it. So
that's wonderful. So,
it's
listen.
Great talking to you.
Be ready to meet somebody in May or June of this year. And be open to it being really good, like somebody better than you've ever had before.
Okay.
But of course it scares you because you've never gotten it right yet, and you think it's going to fail before it even begins.
Yeah.
Okay? That's what you're thinking about it is.
Yeah.
Okay. okay, but you can change that. I mean, because part of you really does want to have a great relationship.
Yeah.
You mentioned it.
I do.
You inadvertently mentioned it like it wasn't important or something, but it is.
Yeah. It is, in my heart of hearts.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But we want you to have, you know, I would like to see you have everything. And it looks like the universe has, you know, a little positive, wonderful surprise in store for you this year.
Okay.
You have a Six of Hearts in Venus and environment. That means good love karma, Karen, not bad love karma.
Do you think it's someone that I knew from the past?
Possibly.
Or a past life?
Say.
Hard to say.
I mean, it's almost, yeah, it's definitely a past life for sure, but it could be somebody you already met in this lifetime as well.
Okay.
It's really hard to say on that whether that's the way it is or not, but it's a good chance that you could have met them before, but you certainly will be somebody that you recognize as being you're connected to.
Okay. Around May.
Yeah, in your Venus period.
Okay.
This is when it's going to happen.
Okay.
Going to happen in Venus. And what? That's the best time of the year for it to happen.
Well, it's beautiful up here in Washington in May.
Oh, good. Maybe some romance will be in the air for you.
Yeah.
You know, the Four Diamonds card, that's your ruling card, and it's just as important as the King of Clubs.
Right.
In terms of your makeup. The Four of Hearts is the Venus-Neptune card of the whole deck. It has a very high ideal of love. Do you understand?
I do. I know.
It really wants this perfect relationship, and it has to have this past life quality to it, and it has to feel right, and it really wants that.
Yeah.
And those people that fly the highest can fall the farthest.
That's me.
Yeah. But see... Yeah. So you got to look at the good side of that, because the good side is that, you know, you have the capacity to feel a much deeper love than most people.
Yeah.
You have the capacity to experience love on a more profound level than the average person.
Yeah.
And that's something to be happy about. That's something to be grateful for. How I look at it, anyway.
Yeah.
Something to be grateful for. So, stop being afraid and go back to being an Aries. Aries are brave. Aries
okay.
is a sign of courage. Right. So apply that courage in an area where it can do a lot of good for you, which is in a relationship area this year, okay?
Okay.
And I want to hear back from you in a few months, you know, after this happens, and find out how that's going.
Yeah, I would like to tell you what happens.
Yeah, it's going to be great, though. I see it being good. The only problem might be that you actually meet two people.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like when it rains, it pours.
Yeah, it must be, because I've been in the desert for quite a long time.
Only because you closed the door so tightly.
Yeah.
It really hasn't. The desert doesn't exist except where you are.
Yeah.
Everybody else is having fun and getting laid.
Oh.
It's just happening with you because you had to. It was a Herculean effort on your part that closed that door.
Yes.
Trust me. It took a lot of energy to do that.
Yes, it did.
Well, this is good news that it's going to be so easy. And you know, you're coming up to the most important 7 years of your life now. You just began the 7-year cycle that includes the critical year, and so this is the time when you really have to let life be good.
Okay.
You've got to really let life be good.
Okay.
It's important, you know, like it's only going to be as good as you let it be. So open up to it being better than it ever was before.
It will.
Yeah, and see what happens, because it's magical. And I'm excited for you.
Yeah, this year already feels magical to me.
Yeah, well, this year hasn't even begun yet.
I know.
Your year begins on March 23rd.
Yeah, but I can feel it. It just it
oh, good.
Feels like there's something in the air.
Yeah, your intuition is telling you that, you know, something good. And that's always, of course, a little scary as well as exciting.
So this ace and nine of spades could be something really good, because if everything changes in my life, it could be changing for the better, right?
Of course. Well, that, yeah, absolutely. There's, I really am not concerned about those two cards. That's going to be something. Mercury stuff happens very quickly. Sometimes it's like over in a day.
Okay.
So I really don't think you have anything to be concerned about.
Okay.
So maybe you can let go of some of your concepts around that, so you know, you can relax a little bit.
Okay.
You know, whatever's going to happen is going to happen. My only suggestion is just to be extra careful when you're driving, because Mercury does rule, you know, running around in your car.
Okay.
It does govern
that
area of life.
Okay.
So if you can be a little careful driving-wise, it won't hurt you, of course. You know.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Robert.
It was a pleasure, Karen. Good luck. And keep in touch and let us know exactly what happens. We want to know the details when it happens.
I will.
Okay, great.
God bless you.
All right, thank you for calling tonight.
Mm-hmm. Good night.
All right, good night. That was really good news, and she was looking about to get some bad news, and she got some good news instead, which I love, giving good news. That's great. Okay, we have Sherry, who's waiting now on line 4, and we have the other lines wide open, guys, so if you want to call, now is the time. Are you there, Sherry?
Yeah, hi, Robert.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm really good. How are you?
I'm relaxed and happy.
Yeah, you sound very relaxed. Well, I've been looking at these destiny cards, well, a couple of years, and I want to thank you for them. And I've met someone who's a queen of diamonds. I'm a two of diamonds.
What birthday is he?
He's 7/3/1960.
Oh, the same birthday as me.
No.
I'm July 3rd, just a different year, though.
Oh, that's funny. So you're the same card, right? Queen of diamonds?
I'm not just a queen of diamonds, and neither is he. He's a queen of diamonds and an ace of diamonds.
Wait, he is?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Just like you're a two of diamonds and a ten of diamonds.
Oh, okay, okay.
So, how long have you guys known each other?
Well, we've just, on the phone and emailing was last February, and then we met in August. We live pretty far from each other.
You're in Hawaii.
And then we just spent the holidays together, and we had a lovely time.
Is he on the mainland, and you're in Hawaii?
Yeah. He's in Canada, and I'm in Hawaii, and he's moving to Hawaii now.
And what's his what's his track record?
With what?
With relationships.
Well, he's had some major challenges, but it feels like he's really learned a lot. And
well, tell me, what has happened?
His relationship?
Yeah, his relationship. What's his relationship history?
Well, he's had some really unhealthy
relationships. Let me just let me clear this out real quick. Has he been married before?
Yes, he has.
How many times?
I think 3 times.
Okay. I've been married 3 times. I just got married for the 4th time.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and did he ever cheat on his wife?
No, they cheated on him.
Ah, interesting, interesting. Very interesting. Okay, well, let me tell you, you guys are really connected, because you're a two of diamonds, you're January 25th,
yeah.
And ten of diamonds, and he's a queen and an ace. You have so many connections with this birthday.
Yeah.
That, I mean, it has to feel very powerful. I mean,
it is. It's extremely powerful.
But there's something that is important for you to know, and that is that you are pretty much the leader of this relationship.
Yeah, I feel that.
You're kind of like the stronger one.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be okay with that.
I'm getting there. I'm getting there.
Because he's always going to... You can't change this, by the way.
No, I know that.
You can't make it... You can't say, oh, I wish he was a leader and he would take command and run the show. But it won't happen because the energy won't allow it.
Right.
So this is important, and you have to understand that it's up to you to set the direction for your relationship.
Okay.
You have to declare what it is you guys are doing and where you're going and what's going to happen next. You have to make that declaration.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. And if you do that, then things could be okay. My only reservation in this whole situation is the fact that he's a queen of diamonds, ace of diamonds.
Tell me more about that. So that's what you are?
I'm exactly the same. You
know? Oh, this is so interesting. No wonder I called you. Because I don't usually
I
do this, you know.
Oh, interesting.
That's very interesting. So have you been with the Two of Diamonds?
No, actually, I've never been with the Two of Diamonds, but I've been with Ten of Diamonds before.
Uh-huh. And how was it?
Well, I adored them. And, you know, there's a lot of mutually good connections between us.
Uh-huh.
But ultimately, I'm somebody that has to be the boss.
You have to be the boss.
I have to be the boss, yeah. I can't.
Okay.
I can't. And usually an Ace of Diamonds man will have to be the boss because an ace is a very leadership-oriented number. You know, we're here, Ace of Diamonds are here to learn to stand on our own two feet, you know, and be strong.
Okay, so Ace of Diamonds is one of my karma cards, right?
Yeah, but that's his ruling card. That's who he is. Yeah, it is a karma card, but it also is moon to your Two of Diamonds.
I'm sorry, say that again?
It's moon to the Two of Diamonds, your Two of Diamonds.
Moon to my Two of Diamonds.
Yeah, because you know, you're the Two of Diamonds.
Uh-oh.
That's not bad. It's just it makes you a leader.
No, I can't hear you that much. Okay, makes me a leader. Okay.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's a good thing, but it defines you as the leader of the relationship, that's all.
Okay.
So, you know, I mean, if you can understand, let me tell you what the Queen of Diamonds, Ace of Diamonds issues are. I can tell you exactly what they are.
I'm sure you can.
Okay. We're very charming, and we can seduce women very easily.
Right.
And we like variety.
Okay.
When we have one and we feel safe, we'll look around and say, oh, I'd like to have that too.
Okay.
Okay. And it's, you know, I mean, Hugh Hefner, the Queen of Diamonds.
Oh, my God. All right. Okay. Well, he seems, you know, head over heels and really in love. And I have really strong feelings, too. I'm just a little cautious, I guess, probably because of my history and just being, you know.
Well, you have your own history. You know,
and I have my own history, and I'm a little, you know, just aware that, you know, I just want to be more aware and not get taken into the whole idealism of it, which I can easily do.
Well, you know, you both have in common a bit of an insecurity in relationships.
Okay.
Both you and he have that.
Okay.
So that insecurity would
you
make you
guys... You almost sound a little bit like him, too. This is so funny. Okay.
You know, that insecurity would cause you guys to want to get together really quick. You know, let's get together.
Mm-hmm. Well, we didn't do that, which was really, you know, we didn't get together this summer, and then we just got together over the holidays. So that was our first time.
Okay. But I mean, I'm saying that once you saw each other...
Right.
And now it's like, let's hurry up and get together.
Right.
That's a sign. That's a little bit of a bad sign.
Well, he's also starting a whole new life. Like, we're not going to live together immediately. I've got a whole situation for him to live in and work. And so, you know.
What happens if you meet somebody else?
If I do?
Yeah.
Well, we've already talked about it.
And so what have you guys decided?
You know, I want to be your friend forever. You know, you've really helped me in different things. So, you know.
So you've already decided that if you meet somebody else, you guys can still be friends.
That's what he said. But you know the reality of that, right?
Let me tell you a little secret about men.
Okay.
We'll say anything to get your clothes off.
I know. Okay, so tell me the positive part, Ben.
Well, the positive part is that if he's aware of himself and if he's conscious, he can make a conscious choice.
Right.
Love is never in a hurry, by the way. And I think it's good that you guys are not going to live together right away.
No, we're not.
So I think it's fine.
Aware of that stuff. Yeah.
I look in your cards and I see a Three of Hearts in Venus. I think in your Venus period, which is in March and April, you might meet somebody else or have second thoughts about who you want to be with.
Wow, okay.
And you're the person that can walk away from this easier than him.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, you're the one who's the Sun card, and Sun card can take it or leave it. In a matter of speaking.
Mm-hmm.
See, so you have a little bit of an advantage over him in that way.
Mm-hmm.
So you might actually, you know, there may be uncertainty in your future. You can take a look at his cards too if you want and see. But your cards show that possibility, but not like it's going to be an overall theme for the year.
Okay.
Just more or less that you go through a phase of that.
Right.
All I see your Ten of Diamonds is displacing the Ace of Diamonds this year. That's one of his cards. So you basically, it almost kind of puts you in a moon position with him for 1 year. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, so that moon
you'll have to kind of, you will have to kind of follow his lead a little bit this year.
I will follow his lead this year?
You'll have to, yeah.
Okay.
Where normally you wouldn't.
Mm.
But in a temporary way, you will this year.
Okay.
Okay, but there's nothing, you can't make a mistake here, okay? You know, Two of Diamonds, they worry so much because they had such a bad relationship before.
Yeah.
Can you relate to that? They say, I don't want to make that mistake again.
Well, plus I don't want to hurt him either, you know. So I've been very upfront with him. We've been, you know, that's what I love about us. We're very, very honest with each other.
That's good.
Then we have really good communication.
Well, you know, I don't think you'd find anybody that you have, like, such strong connections to. And I'm sure that you feel better when you're around him, like you feel safe and, you know.
Yeah, and I'm quite happy and
yeah.
Yeah,
that's,
you know,
that's all good, and you know, both of your cards have an issue with insecurity, and we'll see how that plays out. If you guys have worked on yourselves, it doesn't have to be a problem.
Okay.
You know, I'm paid to be a little pessimistic, but you know, I'm also optimistic. I want everybody to be happy.
Okay, so pretty much you see it as a positive thing.
You're gonna, and you look at your cards, and you have a Two of Hearts as the result card for next year. So, no matter what happens throughout the year, you're going to end up in a really happy, loving relationship.
At the end of next year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. And what about him? Could you look?
Well, I'm just going to do yours tonight.
Okay.
So I can let other people come on and talk.
Okay. Yeah, I think I'll give someone else a chance. Okay.
But you can call next week if you want, and we'll look at his cards.
All right. Well, he might be here. All right. Well, thank you so much, Robert.
Great talking to you.
God bless.
Sarah. Good luck.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, it's time to take a little break here. We're going to play the song Shri Ram. And when we come back, we're going to talk with Gina, who's been waiting patiently. Online too, and we have a couple lines open, people, so if you want to call in, now's a good time. When we come back, we'll take your calls. Be right back.
Ram. manara ham he rajara ham
Welcome back, everybody. This is Robert Lee Camp. Hope you enjoyed that song. We have waiting patiently on line two, Gina from Canada. Are you there, Gina?
I am. How are you, Robert?
I'm well. And are you born December 9th, 1970?
Yes, I am.
So what do you know about yourself in the cards? Do you know who you are?
I do. I know a little bit about them. I just actually recently just ordered your book, so I'm excited to get them and learn a little bit more about them.
Uh-huh.
But I do know my two cards, a king of, well, my nine of clubs, and I'm a king of diamonds.
Yeah, so you have this part of you that's very giving, the nine of clubs part, and then you have this part that's very strong and wants to get what it wants, which is the king of diamonds.
Okay.
So what can I do for you this evening?
I am just curious to see what you may see for my year ahead.
Well, tell me a little bit about your situation.
Well, I'm just kind of in a situation that I'm looking for maybe a career change or possibly a move, and I'm just not sure what the cards look like for me for the year ahead.
Well, the cards are highly suggesting that you do move and change your career.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah, it's in the cards, very, very strongly, and it's there that you're financially protected. You don't have to be concerned about the financial aspects of it.
Oh, great.
You know, you can just move with assurance. There's money there that's available to you that will take care of whatever your needs are and more.
Does it, like, show a certain time, or is that, like, pertaining to most of the year that it would be able
well,
to...
Well, they're actually... You have actually some move cards now.
Okay.
And also in the next period, which extends all the way till March 24th.
Okay.
But, I mean, those are particularly strong periods, but, I mean, it could really happen almost any time.
Okay.
It's kind of up to you. It's just that, like, one of the messages here is really take a look at where you're living and realize that it's not really where you want to be anymore.
Exactly, right.
That's one of the messages, and, like, don't ignore it, but really look at it and act on it.
Okay.
That's what the cards are saying.
Mm-hmm.
And so along those lines, just figure out what time works best for you.
Okay.
And then this move, this change of career and the move is going to have a happy ending for you.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so there's really nothing to be concerned about.
Well, that sounds wonderful.
Isn't it nice to know you have no problems to be worried about this year?
It is. It sure is. Because you never know sometimes, like if they show, you know, like I said, I'm very just getting into them, so I don't know exactly until I read the book more. But it's just good to know, like you know, like you said, what's.
When are you married or are you single, Gina?
I'm married.
Okay, and how's that going?
It's going very well.
Do you have any children?
No, we don't.
Well, there's a possibility of pregnancy this year.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Okay.
So,
well, that's always.
We'll see what happens. I mean, you have control over that, of course, but the cards show potential for that.
Okay. Well, that sounds very good.
All right. Well, I'm glad you called.
And could I just ask you another quick question regarding the karma cards? Now, do you deal with those, like, for the whole lifetime that you, like, the karma cards that you have to deal with other people? Is that, like, a whole lifetime spread that you would deal with your karma cards?
You have two karma cards in there for life. You know?
Okay.
Your karma cards are the Three of Clubs and the Seven of Spades.
Okay.
And you receive from the Seven of Spades and you give to the Three of Clubs. The Three of Clubs speaks to the way you worry sometimes with no reason.
Okay.
King of Diamonds do that.
Mm-hmm.
They have, you know, they worry when they don't really, maybe they don't really need to, but they just worry anyway.
Exactly.
You follow me?
Yes, yeah, I can totally relate to that.
So that's the issue that you're working on. One of the issues you're working on this lifetime is, you know, how to transform that worry into more of a creativity.
Okay.
But the Seven of Spades is a card that's a good karma card for you, and it means that it's easy for you to have faith and just move forward in life. And that's a blessing. That's something you've earned from past life good work that you've done.
Okay.
Everybody's got a good and a bad one.
Oh.
Or positive and negative one, you might say.
Okay.
All right?
That sounds wonderful.
All right. Great talking to you, Gina. Thanks for being a guest tonight.
Thanks for taking my call.
All right. Good luck in your next year.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye. Okay. That was easy. Now let's see if Connie is on the line from Nevada. Are you there, Connie?
Yes, I am. Hello, Robert.
How are you?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
You're our second of two of diamonds to call today.
I know. Two of diamonds night.
And you have that little Jack laugh going on. Your laugh tells me you're a Jack.
Well, the secondary card, but I can't remember what it's called, is a Jack of something.
Planetary ruling card.
There you go.
Yeah. So, you know, even though you're two of diamonds, you also like to have a lot of fun. You know, you're a jokester.
Though I've been, I think, too serious lately, and that's sort of what
really?
The call is all about.
Oh, okay.
But first, I'd like to say that I've read your books for years, and I'm on the second set.
Oh, great.
And I read my daily card on your online every day.
Uh-huh.
But the one thing that has really changed my life was about 2 months ago I read your article on what you started the show with tonight, about everything's perfect, and the masters are enlightened because they find bliss in everything, and that truly was a big piece for me, and I want to thank you. I totally appreciate that. It really helped giving me another part of, to me, my spiritual awareness.
Oh, well, thank you for telling me that. I appreciate hearing that from you.
But I don't think I'd read the book. It sounds way too long.
Oh, that Mahabharata book? Yeah. It's No, not everybody has the what it takes to read that book. You have to really kind of be karmically drawn to that thing. It's because it's a big book, you know.
Yeah.
So what can I do for you this evening?
I have two questions. One is about a relationship that I guess is supposed to be over because I'm not with this person, but I can't seemingly move on. And my question has to do with, I'll give you his birthday, so that will probably help you. It's August 3rd, 1950. He's a 10 of diamonds.
Mm-hmm.
I know we have definitely a karmatic reincarnated soul connection ongoing thing. What I don't know is there anything more this lifetime that we have to do? I feel there is, obviously, since he's not here, he doesn't feel that there was. unless
you know, it's a very interesting thing. It's like you have to respect what somebody says, you know, where they're at right now.
Mm-hmm.
That could change, you know, in the future. There was a woman once that I was madly in love with, and I thought she was everything for me, but she didn't feel the same way, you know?
And that's, I think, how I feel.
Yeah.
That he's everything, and he did not see that with me.
So I had to let it go, but I ended up getting her in the end anyway.
It didn't happen
because that's how I planned it. It happened because I let go and then worked on myself and got my life going, and then at some point she came back like a gift for all the hard work I had done.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
Okay, well,
things like that can happen. So. Yeah, things like that can happen. And but it may not happen this lifetime, and you have to just kind of, first of all, you have to love yourself, you know, and say, well, you know, what is going to be good for me? Is it good for me to hang around waiting for this guy, or what do I need to, how can I take care of myself in all this? See, that's very important, you know.
I guess that's the thing is that to me, if it's not him, I really would rather be alone, which I've been alone a lot of my lifetime, and I'm fine with that.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's wrong. I hate to use that word, to think that way, but I think that's just where I am right now.
Well, let me tell you something about your birthday that you may not be fully aware of. Do you want to hear this?
Sure.
You have commitment issues.
Oh, yeah.
Major ones. Hmm. And you may not like what I'm going to tell you, but I'm going to tell you anyway, okay?
Okay.
People who have commitment issues often fall in love with somebody they can't have, and then they do what you're thinking of doing. If I can't have him, I won't have anybody. Because you know why? They don't want to have anybody to begin with.
Okay.
And the rest of it's just a big. The rest of it's just a big story they're telling everybody, so we'll feel sorry for them.
Well, I don't want you to feel sorry for me, but.
I don't personally, but that story of yours is full of shit.
Oh, okay.
If you really wanted a relationship, you can have everything you want. There is nothing stopping you from having everything you want. You may not be able to say who you can have it with, but even then, there's a good chance you'll get the person you really want. But you have to let God pick the person for you and just say, God, this is what I'm looking for.
Well, why would there have been 7 years together if it wasn't something?
Well, it was something. I'm not saying it wasn't something.
Oh, okay.
It was something. But he's not the only fish in the sea. And you're pulling this thing like, if I can't have him, I won't have anybody thing. That's just your way of avoiding relationships, I think.
Okay.
I mean, you know, you can just think about it. That's what I see. I mean, you're probably a really wonderful person, and you have a lot of love to give, and you probably love and enjoy receiving love.
According to the book, I didn't think we were really that good of a match, but there was a lot of compatibility, except in one area, and that's, you've referred to this a couple of times tonight, in the area of who's the boss. And I just wondered, by the cards, who was
he's the boss in the cards. He was the boss. Yeah. That's why it's easy for him to walk away and not for you. He's also Saturn to you, which makes it easy for him to walk away.
Why is that?
The Ten of Diamonds is Saturn to the Jack of Spades.
Yeah, no, so I mean, why is it easy? Because he's Saturn to me.
That's the nature of a Saturn connection. If I'm Saturn to somebody, I can take him or leave him.
Oh.
You know? This is not the man of your dreams. It's kind of the man of your dreams, but it's not the man that's really going to give you everything you want. I'm absolutely positive of that.
Hmm.
There are so many other cards that are so good for you. Like an Eight of Clubs would be so good for you.
Hmm. Okay.
And you haven't even tried most of these cards. You haven't even experimented. You know, you need to get out more.
Okay.
There's so many Ada clubs in the world, you know, and they're great people. And you can trust them. They'll be honest with you, and they're straightforward, and they're real solid, and you would like them. You would feel, like, really attracted to an Ada clubs.
All right, well, I'll
and you'd feel
find
like
out what first date that is.
There are lots of them.
I'm sure.
Robert Redford is an Ada club.
Oh, okay, I'll take him.
There you go.
You're going to set us up, Robert?
I'll see what I can do.
Oh, okay. I have one other question. I'm in Nevada right now, and I really love it here, but I have a drawback to Indiana, where I'm from, which I feel like is a negative situation, but I may have to do it, and I'm just wondering if you can kind of give me a little bit of help on if I'm supposed to stay here, go there, I don't know, something.
I'm not really sure, you know. I see if you go there, it's going to be difficult.
Yeah, I know.
You kind of already know that, though.
I know, but I have a situation that I don't know how to resolve it otherwise.
Uh-huh. Well, try not to go on your Saturn period if you can help it, okay?
Okay.
Because that's when you have all these, you have a five of hearts in Saturn. Well, that's not going to be any fun at all. And I'd rather see you have a more successful experience, if possible.
Okay.
You know. So, I mean, you may have to go there. You may certainly have to go there, but don't go in Saturn.
All right.
Go like in Jupiter, or go in perhaps Uranus or Neptune.
Okay.
And then it should work out pretty good then, if you do that. Yeah, it's how you use the cards, you know, like playing with them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll look that up and not go Saturn. I'm not sure exactly when that period is, but I can check in the book. But
okay.
The thing that Nevada feels so good for me, is that a fluke, or is it really a place where maybe I should try to get back to if I can?
Well, I think you should follow your intuition. You
okay.
know, I can't tell you with the cards whether it's good for you.
Okay.
But, you know.
But go find an Ada clubs, but not in my Saturn period in Indiana.
Exactly. Well, you can find Ada clubs any time. You don't have to wait. I was just talking about that trip that you talked about making.
Right.
As far as finding Ada clubs, you can do that tomorrow.
Okay.
Why wait?
Why
put off your happiness?
I guess I have to work out this Ten of Diamonds guy, you know, and I just haven't been able to just slough it off. It just has been, I don't know, I do everything I know how to do about it, and it still just hangs around.
Well, I think you should look at the fact that hanging on to him keeps you from being with anybody. Just
True.
Look at that and see if that has anything. See, two of Diamonds and Jack of Spades have ways of, they have the reasons for not having a relationship. Both those cards do. And they're different reasons. The Jack of Spades is because they're freedom. See?
Mm-hmm.
And the Jack of Spades has the ability to talk, to really confuse you, because that part of you can actually convince you of something that something's true that's not really true, and keep you from seeing the truth about yourself. The Two of Diamonds, though, knows that, you know, you had a bad relationship in the past. It didn't work out. You gave it your all, and it screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd be afraid to go at it again.
True.
You understand? And so then the Jack of Spades probably goes, well, I'll help out. I'll make up a story that sounds plausible that can keep from ever having a relationship again. You get it?
Yeah, I get it, yeah.
But the real underlying thing is that you're afraid to try again because you're going to get hurt. Well, guess what? We all get hurt in love. And a lot of us are insecure. You're not the only one who's insecure.
Well, I think that's what I said about your article. It really gave me a lot of peace to the hurt thing. It's like,
yeah.
It's just part of it. You
yeah.
know, if he was in another lifetime, or if he's going to be back, or if he's going to be in, you know, again, here or there or wherever, it's just part of the tapestry of my life.
And yeah, and he may come back, and he may not come back. But love, you know, true love doesn't require it to be one single person, believe it or not. That may seem contrary to what you believe right now. My guru once told us, he says, when you're ready for marriage, you won't really care as much who it is.
Hmm.
What a concept.
I can see that.
Yeah, because okay. it just, you know, when you're really ready for a relationship, that is secondary. That's all. You know? So
okay.
My suggestion to you is make yourself available and stop telling yourself that you can't get over this guy. You may think about him for 10 years. Who cares? You will eventually let him go. If you decide you're going to keep moving on, you will eventually stop thinking about him. If you just cut him off, I mean, stop communicating with him. If you already are.
Oh, I don't. Okay. I don't communicate.
Okay. You'll stop thinking about him sooner or later. And if you open yourself up, there's lots of people out there you're really compatible with. And there's lots of wonderful experiences awaiting you.
So the compatibility that I thought we had was really not there?
No, well, yeah, you don't have that much compatibility with him.
Okay.
Not really. He's a Saturn card to you, and that's never fun. And it's not that he's doing it on purpose, it's just his role.
Right.
You know, I mean, you're Saturn to somebody, too. You're Saturn to the Two of Hearts. You meet a Two of Hearts person, you're going to be their critic. You can't help it.
No, I understand.
And it's not that he wants to hurt your feelings or hurt you or be cold to you, but that's the role he has to play. You don't pick Saturn for a relationship unless you really want to see how much you don't like yourself.
Okay.
But go pick a moon card, like an Eight of Clubs, a Venus card, for goodness sakes. Try it. You'll like it.
I had a four of diamonds once, so I did do a Venus card. So.
Oh, nice. Well, good. Well, he's not so good, though. Eight of Clubs is better than four of diamonds for you.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll go check out the Eight of Clubs world.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you, Robert. Bye.
We'll go start asking birthdays. There's probably one right around the corner. Okay, that was fun. All right, we're going to take another short break here. We're going to play the song Closer to You, and when we come back, we're going to be talking to Lindy, who's been waiting patiently. Okay, be right back.
I'm not afraid, not a lot of fun. I'm ready. life has no real meaning in this world of sin. If I have to wait forever, if I have to die again, there's nothing more important. There is no other way. And I am getting closer. There's nothing in my way.
Welcome back, everybody. I hope you enjoyed that song. That's kind of a bhakti song in English, as I was talking earlier about bhakti yoga. We have a Virgo named Lindy on line four. Are you there, Lindy?
I am, Robert. How are you?
Good. You're going to be our second Virgo tonight.
All right.
The last one was September 9th. You're September 4th. Is that correct?
That is correct. That I am.
1960?
Yes. Yeah.
And how are you doing with your path to perfection?
always trying to, you know, improve that path and walk it right.
Yeah, it's very interesting being a Virgo, you know?
Oh, it is. Definitely, that is true. I'm analytical, too, just like you, so I understand that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Analytical part.
And you have the Seven of Diamonds birth card, so you are very money conscious as well.
This is true. I'm working. I'm making my map to my millions.
you could be a millionaire, no doubt, because the Five of Spades ruler makes you a great salesperson.
Well, good. I'm glad that you say that, because what I would like to know is what you see for me as far as employment opportunities. Currently off, I'm unemployed, but I've been working on inside and working on obtaining things for a whole new career path. And I'm coming up to the end of that coming up here soon. I'll be finished with everything.
Uh-huh.
And also now I'm just like, not cold feet because it's too late. I'm already on my way, but I'm losing some of my vervain. I'm just a little bit like, wow, shaking, because it's really a whole different path for me.
Well, you know, maybe it's scaring you a little bit because it's becoming real now, but this is a good move for you. There's no doubt about that.
Well, you know, I really feel it because it's the third time is the charm. In my life, I've tried twice. And I just, you know, couldn't get there, and I did finally, and I, you know, completed what I set out to do, and now I'm adding on to that, you know, so I'm hoping to be just very, like, when I get ready to step out there, I mean, I'm stepping out, bam.
See, everything about your life this year is really about having a deeper sense of purpose about what you do, Lindy, not about making money necessarily. Money is good, and having success is good. But it doesn't matter if you're not on purpose. And being on purpose means being on your purpose. You know, like, what is your real reason for doing what you're doing? What are you really doing in this world? Like, What are you really bringing to people? That's the question.
And that I'm working on, too, and I'm much, much marketing that and trying to get that out there. It's not as being receptive as much as I would like it to, so this is why the other career path. The other career path for me is just a safety net because it's not my true calling.
I don't see that being... I don't see that happening to you. I see you getting into your real, true path. Now, you know, there's something about Seven of Diamonds that you need to understand, is that they are very fixed in their values. Do you know what that means, fixed in values?
Yes.
In values. It means you really are stubborn about what you think you are and what you like and don't like.
But you know what? I'm learning to work with that. I'm open to really to change that. You know, that's part of my...
Well, just for example, can you hear me, Lindy?
I am. We're getting fuzzy, so I don't know.
It's kind of fading in and out for some reason. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. The way you talk about your career and everything right now...
Yeah.
But the way you talk about it, I think you're being very stubborn. I don't think you're really open to seeing something different than you're already seeing.
Really?
I feel like there's a fear about letting go of what you think you already know about yourself. Like you think you got the answer already, you think you got the answer, but it's not really working.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you don't have the answer.
I don't feel I have. I'm always looking for it, Robert. I don't feel.
Well, you talk like you're talking like you do.
Oh, that's just You know what? My talking about coming out in BAM is just trying to make sure that I'm tight as far as my skills when I step out to the new career. You know,
What is the new career?
Don't laugh, but actually, you know, my new career is in the real estate market.
Okay.
Kind of tanked right now, but, you know, I'm still stepping forward because it's not so much real estate as in selling residential. I more want to do commercial and investment. So
let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. Is that what you see as your life's purpose you're talking about?
No.
Oh.
That's not what I see. That's just a way to earn money while I'm trying to do what I feel is my life's purpose.
What I say about that is you're wasting your time.
See? And that's my fear right now is that I'm putting a lot of effort to try
and
to be that.
See, when you think about it for a minute, like if my decision on what I'm going to do is based on the sense of I'm not going to have enough money, that's coming from a poverty mentality place.
Right, and I'm always working on that. I'm always trying to work.
Well, yeah, but now's the time to actually put it into practice.
Mm-hmm.
Not just think about it and work on it, but actually do it.
Okay.
Like, don't do it. Don't go back to working a job that's not really you, just for money.
Well, that's why I'm not doing corporate life anymore. That's why I'm trying to.
You just told me you're getting ready to go back to real estate.
Well, real estate, that's entrepreneurial, what I want to do with that. That's not going in an office or in a corporate.
But see, Linda, you're confusing me. First of all, you're saying that real estate is not really your life's thing. And then you're saying, now you're defending it like it is. Which is it?
Well, having my real estate license was very important to me. I've tried, like I said, twice I tried that, and I finally accomplished that. I did that. But I know I'm not going to use that so much to sell houses, real estate, but to use that for more what I want to get into, investment and commercial property. While I'm still working on my, you know, true purpose, because this is why I called, because I see the double sixes in my spread, and I'm trying to work with that. Yeah.
Lindy, I think you're missing the picture here,
okay?
I'm just telling you honestly because that's the only thing I can do. You have to find your own way and all.
Mm.
But in my opinion, you're totally off the mark.
Okay.
And you're confused. I get a sense of confusion from you, like you think you're doing the right thing, but you're not. You haven't really connected with what you're really here for yet. I don't feel that from you. See, because if you really knew what you were really here for, you'd be doing it and feeling good about it, not having any questions. You'd know, and it would be successful. It would automatically be successful because that's how it works. When we're really on purpose, it's always successful.
Wow.
It's always successful.
Okay.
So this is an opportunity for you, and I'm just going to say this to you. This is an opportunity this year for you to really get in touch with and actually walk right into what's really your purpose in life.
Okay.
And not just making money.
No.
And not just being successful.
But
you're
going
to have to let go of what you think.
My responsibilities are so enormous.
Well, that's, you know, then that's your reason for not doing it. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what you're going to do exactly. I, you know, the Jupiter period is coming soon, and that's when everything happens for you. That's February the 8th.
Uh-huh.
That's when all the magic happens, if you're open. It'll just come to you. You won't have to struggle for it.
Okay.
Okay, just be open and let it come to you.
Okay.
And see what happens.
I'm cool with open.
Okay, good. That's all you got to do.
I'm cool with open. And that's, you know, been my biggest thing I've been working on is I know in the past I've always had control, you know, and I've always felt when I feel out of control is because I don't have control of things. So it's like, ooh, let go, you know. So
yeah.
I have to make a left. Okay, I've been making left. I need to make a right. Okay, make a right, you know. So, yeah, I don't know. I guess, you know, if I come off confused, yeah, I am a little confused because I do have this.
Well,
I know what
I
really
want
to do in my heart, and I know what I'm trying to do so I could support my family, you know.
Right.
You know?
Well, okay. Well, you know, you have the ability to have it all, but you have to get past your fear first. You have to separate your fear from your thinking first. And that you can do with, like, meditation or something. You have to get to a place where you feel safe inside and not worried before you start thinking about how and what you should do. Because while you're influenced by that fear of not having enough money, your thinking always goes to the wrong thing.
Okay, yes.
It always goes to the thing that's going to be expeditious. But you're putting yourself back in prison again.
Okay.
At the same time.
That.
So you have to learn of some way to calm yourself so that you can feel safe and then make your choices from that space of mind.
Right.
Otherwise, your choices are coming from fear, and they will inevitably lead you to less freedom and less happiness.
Right.
And you're very smart, you know, you're very analytical, as you say, and you're very intelligent, but your mind works against us when we're afraid.
Robert, how do you turn that off?
You can't turn it off, but you can. You imagine that this fear that we have is a little child inside of you, like you when you were 6 years old. It's Lindy when she was 6 years old. And she's afraid. And she'll always be afraid because she's a child. And it's natural for children to be afraid. Okay?
Right.
So you're the adult now. You can be with her. Instead of pushing her away and making her feel bad about being afraid, hold her in your arms and love her like you would your own child and say, it's okay to be afraid. It's going to be all right.
Got it.
Bring her with you. Don't push her away.
Got it. Okay.
Get a picture of yourself when you were like 5 or 6 or 7 and look and put it on your dresser and look at her every day and say, I'm not going to leave you ever again. I'm with you. And it's okay, whatever you're feeling about what we're doing here.
Okay.
It's okay to be afraid. I'm not going to leave you. I'm here with you, and I love you, and you're special, and you're great. See what I mean?
Yep.
And then she will actually calm down if you do that. And you will feel better, and you will start making better choices in your life.
Okay.
You'll notice a big difference. It'll happen. It only takes a little while. It's hard in the beginning because it's been going for a long time, you know, like this.
Mm.
But once you start doing that work, it'll start happening really quickly that you'll feel better and be happy and less worried, and you'll start having more fun, that kind of thing.
Cool, because I'm ready for fun.
It's really tiring, you know.
It is.
It's really super tiring to always be running, trying to figure out how to avoid problems. That's very tiring.
Yeah.
And you're not alone. Everybody's doing it. I mean, everybody's doing it.
Oh, really? I totally understand that. That's why I just sort of keep mine to myself and do what I got to do.
Yeah. But see, it's up to each of us. Each of us has to plan our own great escape. And what we're planning our escape from is our own fear, how our fear, like, runs our life.
Ah, mm-hmm.
You know, like, it's like that movie, The Great Escape, where they plot and plot for a year's time on every little detail of how they're going to get out of prison.
Mm-hmm.
And we all make our own prisons, and we all need our own great escape out of our prisons. And our prison is the fear and all the choices we make based on those fears.
Right.
And, you know, when we're living life to its fullest, it's a little scary. Because it's exciting and scary. It all, if you're living life fully, you're always a little excited and scared at the same time.
Yes. I think that's what gives it the excitement. You know, I don't think everything needs to be... My belief is that it can't be straight-lined all the time because it's boring. So
You have to have the blips
and...
Yeah, it's like Clint Eastwood says in that movie. He's locked up in jail, and these bad guys have him locked up, and he says, "Listen, you can beat me, you can torture me, but don't bore me."
Yeah, don't bore me, exactly.
Anything but that.
Well, I appreciate that.
Be open, because your Jupiter period is going to be very significant.
Good.
Look for something good to come in and be ready to follow the wave when it hits.
Okay.
Be ready to surf that wave, and don't be so hung up on what you think is the right way, because some of your thinking has been all based on, like, how to avoid problems.
Yes.
Instead of how to have fun and enjoy yourself.
I'm just waiting for that fun, you know? Sometimes I just wish I didn't have to be so responsible.
Stop making plans, okay? Can you do that for, like... a month?
Stop making plans. Well, you know, honestly, I'm a person, I can't make plans, because when I plan things, they don't work out. So,
Lindy, anybody listening to this show would say to you, you've been making lots of plans lately.
Maybe for, okay, I got it.
You got a whole plan going, Lindy.
I do have an agenda. I do.
Stop it. And you need to stop making plans and just look around you a little bit.
Okay.
And let something good come in. You'll be a lot. Something good is ready to come in. You have to let it.
I can hardly wait, Robert. I need something good. And I'll tell you, in a few months, I'm going to call you back, and I'll let you know what that was.
All right. We'll be loving to hear from you and know what happened. It'll be exciting. So thanks for doing that.
Okay. Well, you excite me and all your work, too. It's just so much good, and myself, I'm trying to take that out there and give that information to anyone who wants to ask of it. I do.
Well, thank you, Lindy. I appreciate that.
Okay. Well, you take care, Robert. Thank you so much.
All right. Good luck with your future.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Let's see. We have Diana waiting patiently. We may not have time to get to you, Helene, but we'll try. We'll see how much time we have. Diana, are you there?
I am.
You are our third Virgo in a row tonight.
I know.
And you know what? You know what's really strange too is you're born in 59. Oh no,
yes.
You're the third person born in 1959. Anyway,
it must be a tough year for us.
No, come on. Maybe for you, I don't know.
Maybe.
We'll see. So,
okay.
How are things going, and what's on your mind this evening?
Well, I've probably had the last few years, but most specifically the last probably 5 or 6 months, have been some really, really difficult time for me. And it's just very different from how the rest of my life has been. And I've recently made a big move and changed where I live and changed my life drastically. And
just recently you made this move?
Yes.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And I was wondering... I'm brand new to this, to the destiny thing, so I don't know very much about my chart. I don't know, a lot of these other people have a lot of information, which
right,
I don't
right.
know. Okay. I do know what my card is, I think, because my birthday is, I was born just after midnight, like 20 minutes after midnight, but I'm pretty sure I'm what I'm supposed to be. And so my question is, basically, are things going to be looking up, and, you know, is my career going to kind of pick up again, and, you know, how does it look?
Well, it looks to me, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, it looks to me like this whole act of moving was an act of faith on your part.
Totally.
And
I just sort of jumped.
And you had some real strong reason for needing to do this. I mean,
yes.
It wasn't just by accident that you, you know, chose this.
Well,
there was a lot of history about this situation that precipitated in your this move.
Okay.
Well,
there were a lot of reasons to leave.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Okay. So your card show that that this was the year for you to take a leap of faith. It was destiny.
Okay.
And that faith will reward you this year.
It will.
Yes.
Yeah. How? Okay. Financially, do things look like they're going to pick up again, or?
You know, financially, you're in a situation where you're worrying more than usual about money this year.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not.
Well, I've had a lot of loss.
Yeah, and you know that's. It's hard not to worry when that happens, but it's really the worry that's the problem, not the situation externally.
Okay.
Does that make any sense?
Well, it sort of does, except that because I've moved and, you know, everything's new, I haven't really started doing anything yet, so...
That's okay. That's what happens when you move. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Everybody goes through that when they move. You move and then you get settled and then you realign yourself. It doesn't happen instantly. Some people have a good fortune of when they move it's all lined up for them, but other people, you just took off. You had a transition. You just took off and now you have to reestablish yourself and refine yourself where you are.
Is that going to happen?
Yeah, absolutely, it's going to happen.
Okay.
It's just being a little impatient. You're being a little impatient.
Yeah, well, I am kind of an impatient.
Before long, within a couple of months here, you're going to be doing several odd jobs for money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that'll relieve your worries somewhat. Okay.
Okay.
And you'll make a little income, so you won't be as worried about money. But I don't think you're going to find the thing you're looking for, the big one, this year. Okay, maybe later in the year. But there are all kinds of things coming your way in this transition. This is a year of transition for you. It's not the year of. It's the year to make the change, and you're doing it. Okay, so guess what? The transition takes an entire year. And your year's not over till your next birthday. You follow me?
Okay.
And then everything changes on your next birthday. Everything changes. There's going to be a man in your life.
Somebody new?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
If you're available.
Okay.
That's going to be big.
It's going to be big?
It's going to be the big theme next year, yeah.
Really?
Yep.
So, really. Is there anything in specific I should focus on in this year of transition?
Well, you're just, first of all, realize that it's a year, it's a transition that takes an entire year.
Okay.
Even though you already got an early start on it, there's more to make it complete. Be looking for somebody to partner with work-wise that might also turn into a love relationship as well.
Is it possible that that person, that I've already met that person?
It's absolutely possible.
And if I told you who, like what their birthday was or what their card was, could you tell me if it could be that person?
There might be indications of that, but it won't be definite. Yeah, it's never definite. But what's the birthday of this person?
November 30th.
November 30th.
Mm-hmm.
This person is a Three of Hearts.
Mm-hmm.
Sagittarian.
Mm-hmm.
So they're also a Five of Clubs. It's possible that it's that person. Yeah. There's
okay.
Some potentiality for that. I certainly can't say for sure, but it's certainly possible. Does that help at all?
Well, I guess anything's possible, so.
Well, I mean, no, I mean, if I didn't see any indications here, I would say, no, it's not him.
Yeah.
I would tell you that.
Okay.
But I see some that say that it's possible.
But it could be somebody else.
It could be somebody else, too, yeah.
That I haven't met yet.
Yep, possible.
And it might not, and it'll be this year or next year.
You'll meet them before your next birthday, and you'll be with them by your birthday.
Oh, I will.
You will be working with them and intimate with them.
Okay.
How's that?
Okay.
Pretty
well,
juicy.
I guess that's, I'm sorry?
That's pretty juicy.
It's pretty juicy. I guess that's good news.
Well, I don't know. When you're in a worried state of mind, nothing really sounds good enough.
I know. It's true. It's terrible. So I'm trying to start a business here, and should I keep trying to do that, or?
Well, you heard what I said. You're going to be making money in little odd jobs here and there, two things at once, that kind of a thing. But I think this relationship's going to come in at some point, and it's going to really give you a bigger direction for what you're doing.
I see.
Okay?
Okay.
Great
All
having
right.
you on the show, Diana.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Good night.
All right. Bye-bye.
And we're going to have just enough time to squeeze Helene in. Is she here still?
Here. Hi.
Hi, Helene. How are you?
I'm well. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, too.
Good.
And are you born on June 25th, 1950?
I am.
So you are a Five of Clubs and a Ten of Spades.
Mm-hmm.
What can I do for you this evening?
I'm kind of switching over. My career's been in limbo. Financial stability's been bad for several years now. And I'm kind of switching over to, it seems, to doing a lot of things that have been my dream, incorporating environmental work with music, singing, and songwriting. And I was wondering what you get about all that.
It looks good to me, actually, and this is the year, I think, for you. I mean, a lot of people who've called tonight have been in transition. It's very interesting. And but I see this being a good thing for you, absolutely.
Okay. I just went on your website, and I looked, and I'm in my Jupiter period. I didn't quite get that. I have, like, another week left or a little less.
Yeah. This is a good, but even your Saturn period, which is next, has really good cards. So, I don't see major problems for you. You're supposed to have a new. See, the website only shows you a small percentage of all the cards that are available to you.
Mm-hmm.
It just gives you a little, a sample of what's available. There's a lot of the cards. I'm looking at all your cards, and you were supposed to have a new beginning this year. Sounds like you're doing that.
Yeah, and it seems like I'm meeting, like, some of the people that fit right in with this.
Yeah. That kind of happens when we're in alignment, you know? We just kind of attract the right people. as soon as we get clear about where we're going and what we want to have happen in our life, the people start to show up.
And what about the financial stability end? I mean, right now for work, I'm writing, which is okay, but that's a part-time thing. And then I'm also working at a mall, and it's kind of brain-numbing.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes we have to do work we don't like in order to bridge, keep the bridge going into the place where we want to go, you know. And, I mean, the finances look a little sketchy for the next few months, but overall you're protected in this situation. I don't see any real problems. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's awesome.
I wouldn't be concerned about it all that much. Just kind of keep going with what you're doing. You're doing the right thing.
Oh,
next
good.
Year, after your next birthday, will come more financial success and a lot more work success.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And you have the ability to do this. You know, you can pull this off. You have a lot of talent and a lot of energy.
What's been the problem is I haven't, like, used it. And, I mean, I've been channeling everything into food and eating too much. And But, yeah, it's starting to move again, so this is good.
Maybe you're worrying too much, you know.
Yeah.
You know, you're a Cancer, I'm a Cancer. We're the sign of fear. We're afraid of everything, especially not having enough money, not having enough food, not having enough love.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. I do.
And so when we get afraid, we often turn to food for nurturing and for feel good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's comfort.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Oh, this is great, though. This is wonderful. And do you see, I live in northern New Jersey. I'm close to Manhattan, but I'm not in Manhattan. Would it be wise to see about moving into Manhattan or not?
Moving to Manhattan? I don't know. I don't think you should move, not before your birthday, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't. If I was you, I wouldn't move until after your birthday.
Okay.
You know, you're restless by nature. You always want to move.
Oh, yeah, I love traveling around. That's part of the thing with writing, travel writing.
Yeah, that's great. Well, next year, the travel, after your this birthday, and after your next year, the travel will pay for you next year. So this year, though, it's not good to move or to travel. Just stay where you are and do what you got to do.
Okay.
That's my suggestion.
Okay. This is such a big help. You don't know. It's great. It's great to have a confirmation of what's going on.
Oh, you're welcome, Helene.
Yeah.
And thanks for staying up so late and being on the show.
My good pleasure. Thank you.
All right. Have a nice evening and get some rest.
Night.
Okay, good night, Helene. Well, that concludes our show tonight, everybody. I hope you enjoyed the show. I hope you're having a great evening. We're going to end, as we always do, with my favorite song on the CD, or actually not my favorite, but the favorite song, called Gayatri, a very powerful ancient mantra. And maybe this can put you to sleep if you're getting ready to go to bed. This is Robert Camp saying good night. We'll see you again next week, same time, Monday night, 7 o'clock Pacific. Bye-bye. Devasya
Habitud of Avini.